Harriet, Toby says again, and a little bit of snot starts dripping from his nose. He promptly wipes it on his jumper sleeve and beams at me.
I can't believe you came.
I glare at Nat, and she grins, winks, and goes back to reading her magazine. I'm not feeling very harmonized with her at the moment. If I'm being totally honest, I sort of feel like hitting her over the head with my crossword puzzle. Yes, I say, trying to edge away. Apparently, I had to.
But isn't this just wonderful?
He gasps, clambering up onto his knees in his unbridled enthusiasm. I notice that his t-shirt says there's no place like 127.0.0.1.
Of all the buses, in all the towns, in all the world, you walk onto mine. Can you see what I did there? It's a quote from Casablanca, except that I replaced the words gin joints with bus and the word into with onto.
You did. Yes. Nat makes a snuffle of amusement and I subtly pinch her leg.
Do you know what I learned this morning, Harriet? I learned that the phrase rule of thumb came from a time when a man was only legally allowed to beat his wife with something the width of his own thumb. I can lend you the book, although there's a pizza stain on page 143 that you might have to read around.
Right. Thanks. I nod knowingly and then lift my book so that Toby realizes the conversation is over. He doesn't.
And,
he continues, holding it down so he can see me properly,
you know the most unbelievable thing?
It's funny. When Toby behaves like this, I can suddenly see why I'm so annoying.